This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Ryan from Camino Island is. Ryan, are you there?
Yep.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Ryan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
Who is the current host of Wheel of Fortune?
Pat Sajak?
No.
Bash.
What company has used the tagline, "Can you hear me now"?
Verizon.
Correct. Jason Momoa launched his own brand of what kind of alcohol?
Tequila?
No.
Whiskey?
No.
Rum?
No. The Springfield Nuclear Power Plant is a fictional location in what animated sitcom?
The Simpsons?
Yes. Who was the official first emperor of Rome?
Pass.
Dr. Eggman is the main antagonist of what video game?
Pass.
What candy bar slogan is, "You're not you when you're hungry"?
Snickers.
Correct. John Smith is the main character in what Disney movie? Is a main character.
Pocahontas.
Yes. What is the most populous city in Idaho?
Boise.
Correct. How many seasons did Modern Family have?
13.
No. Ryan, you ended up getting 5 correct. Which is better than I thought you were going to get in the beginning there.
It's better than I've ever scored, and he's representing for my community, Camano Island, baby.
Oh, nice.
You're going to take that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That many correct.
Stand with Camano, baby.
Yeah. Wow, so you got faith. You got faith in Ryan.
Yes.
Wow, that's nice of you. Steve, I got faith in you.
Nice.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Who is the current host of Wheel of Fortune?
Ryan Seacrest.
Correct.
How are you liking him so far?
I'm liking him, actually.
Nice.
What company has used the tagline, "Can you hear me now"?
Verizon.
Correct. Jason Momoa launched his own brand of what kind of alcohol?
Vodka?
Yes. The Springfield Nuclear Power Plant is a fictional location in what animated sitcom?
That's the place where we go to eat our animals, right?
Yes.
I believe it's The Simpsons.
Correct. Who was officially the first emperor of Rome?
Julius Caesar.
No.
Aphrodite.
No.
Rome. Sublime.
No. Dr. Eggman is the main antagonist of what video game?
Dr. Eggman? Is that Donkey Kong?
No.
Super Mario?
No.
Oh, man. Crap. Pass.
What candy bar slogan is, "You're not you when you're hungry"?
Snickers.
Correct. John Smith is a main character in what Disney movie?
John Smith. Is that Aladdin?
No.
Frozen?
No.
Beauty and the Beast?
No. What is the most populous city in Idaho?
Boise.
Yes. Did he get it?
Yeah, the music was still going.
Okay.
The ball was fading still out. In the air.
Fading well, out. The only reason why I ask is because that's indeed the different maker, because you got 6 correct, which is a win 6-5.
Gosh.
That's why I ask.
Yes.
Wow. Sorry, Ryan.
No, it's okay. Thank you.
Thank next you, Ryan. Have a great time. One.
You know what? You're welcome. Another one bites the dust. Ryan, I think, might be living under a rock.
Why?
He didn't know Ryan Seacrest.
You know, not everybody knows everything.
Oh, yeah, but everyone should know that.
Not everybody knows everything.
Thanks, Steve. Clearly, you got 6 correct, so you don't know everything. Who was the official first emperor of Rome? You said...
Caesar.
It's Augustus.
Augustus Caesar.
I forgot about Augustus.
Caesar.
I should have just said Caesar.
Yeah, you should have, because I wouldn't have known there's multiple. Yeah. Taryn, Dr. Eggman, main antagonist of what video game?
Both said this was your favorite video game of all time yesterday.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
There you go. But Danny's disappointed.
I'm very disappointed. I was like, wow, both of you.
I haven't played it in a minute.
Clearly.
I thought you have it on your phone.
I do.
Okay.
One that Ryan did get correct, John Smith is a main character in Pocahontas.
Oh, okay.
And then one you didn't get to, how many seasons did Modern Family have?
I'm going to go with 9.
You'd be wrong. It's 11.
Oh.
Wow.
That was a funny show.
I never really watched that.
I was into it for like a season or two, and then I just kind of kept forgetting to watch it, and then eventually my DVR was getting full, and I'm like, screw it.
Well, yeah. If there's 11 seasons, it probably was getting very full.
It wasn't that bad, but it was still like, there was too many episodes, and my wife was, you know how like you hit that point where you're like, I don't think she's vibing on this anymore?
Yeah.
Like right now, I'm battling that with Cobra Kai.
Oh, okay.
The Netflix series.
Yep.
Which I can't really argue with her. This season hasn't been anything great. I think they're just getting too old, and it's not as much fun now.
Oh.
Now they're just like almost like 20-something kids pretending to be high school kids fighting.
Oh, boy.
And I don't know.
That happened with The Bear this season. George and I barely... We always finish a season no matter what, and we have stopped right mid-through.
Because of all the feedback I've heard about the new season, we haven't even attempted to watch it yet.
Don't.
I think I'm just going to be happy it ended when it did.
Yeah.
Just accept it's over in your own world.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine with me.
I'm kind of like that with... Maybe it's going to get better, but it's just not as much fun as it used to be.
Sure. Well, there is something fun happening on Sunday, September 29th at T-Mobile Park. That is Pink at the Park night with the Mariners. It is quite possibly the last game of the Mariners season. $10 of every ticket sold at mariners.com/pinkatthepark will be benefiting Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. Plus, you can get a limited edition Mariners-themed Pink at the Park t-shirt. And those tickets are anywhere from $33 to $50. And again, it's mariners.com/pinkatthepark.
It may be the last game of the regular season.
The regular season.
Let's go, Mariners! Let's go!
As we head into the postseason.
Oh, boy. Let's hope. A member of our show witnessed something epic yesterday, and it involved some stranger-on-stranger violence. We're going to find out what happened after the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Migs Show.
Sarah, yesterday, as I understand, you were out and about when you witnessed some violence.
I did. I feel like I rarely actually witness fights or anything. And so this was mind-blowing to me, but I was going to my friend's house, and I was stopped at a red light, and the car next to me and a little in front of me, I could see was talking to a guy outside of the car that was like had been on a Lime scooter. And so he was just holding his Lime scooter, and they were kind of yelling at each other. I could tell like
is it one of those like rental Lime scooter ones?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I'm not sure how it began, but he was just riding his scooter along and then stopped his scooter, went to this window and started yelling at this person. And then all of a sudden, this guy punches that person in the face because the window was down. And I was like, oh, what am I doing? I got to get my phone. I got to start recording this.
Not call 911 or anything.
You know, that didn't even cross my mind at all, Steve.
It was all for the gram.
Right. Well, who cares about this guy's safety?
Yeah, because it kind of happened so fast. And I was like, oh, Burza got punched. So I thought the person in the driver's seat was going to get out of the car. So I was like, got to capture this on film, put it on video. But then we got a green light. So then he didn't get out of the car. He just proceeded on.
He just kept driving. He had to be somewhere probably.
Or
he knew he couldn't take this guy on.
That's what I think. And so then I just keep driving too. And the entire time the guy on the scooter is scootering away while giving the finger to the driver that he had just punched.
Oh, I bet Scooter Guy's now full of, you know, full of adrenaline. He just punched a dude and got nothing happened in return. So he probably feels like he's the most dominant person in the world.
Right. Well, and then I was thinking,
we punch him in the face.
Yes. And then I was thinking, if the person had come out of the car, would it have just been like a huge fight, or would he have just scooted away?
I feel like they would have fought. I feel like if you're going to scoot up to somebody, punch them through the window, I mean, the window's down, but still punch the guy in the face. If that guy gets out, you're probably going to still square up to fight.
Yeah.
I would think. And what are you going to do? Get on your scooter and like, go away? Like, I feel like the guy in the car will eventually be able to catch him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and I will say, unless maybe the person getting out of the car, like all of a sudden was super huge or something, because this guy that was on the scooter, I was shocked he punched him. He looked like...
I want to know what happened. I feel like the car must have cut him off. This is what I'm picturing in my head. The car did something that potentially could have hurt the guy on the scooter, and he just snapped.
Right. That's what I was thinking, too, because maybe they had the walk when we had the stop, and...
Yeah, I thought it was just like, nice scooter, loser, or something like that. It was probably a little worse than that.
I mean, honestly, I don't know. Where I was, anyone kind of ticks anyone off. So if they did say...
angry, man. The road rage is just bonkers out there.
Yeah, but it was epic. I was like, oh, he just punched the person.
Dude, recently, it was one of the greatest things I ever witnessed. I was in in the parking lot. If you live in Puyallup, you know where I'm talking about. It's like there's a Walmart, there's the PetSmart, there's all these different stores, right? So the parking lot gets a little crazy, and people are like trying to turn when they're not supposed to, and other people kind of like wave their arms and get annoyed. This happened. There's almost like a little bit of a standoff between in two cars. And one car and the other car. And I don't know exactly who was in the right and who was in the wrong, but it was one of the greatest things I've ever witnessed, because there's this little bit of like a standoff between the two cars, and one guy must have flipped off the other dude. And the other dude was in the car with like what looked like his mom, this old woman, and he didn't even miss a beat. The minute he got flipped off, he opened his door and got out, and he was doing that, I'm going to F you up strut.
Oh, yeah.
And the other car just peeled out and went. And I was like, I don't know who was in the right and who was in the wrong, but what an awesome moment. Like, just to see, like, there was this, like this moment of, like, this guy's the king of the jungle.
Oh, yeah.
And the other guy did not want any of it.
And now, it's in this day and age, you have to let a cool head prevail, because you're going to end up on the internet if you don't.
But I feel like road rage is, like, a whole different, you know, even I rarely get road rage, but when I do, I feel like I could kick anyone's ass. Oh, but then I feel like you get out of the car and then you're like, maybe not.
Don't you drive like a grandma? I didn't know that you had road rage.
It's rare. It's very rare. But, you know, I feel like I can beat anyone up.
She has rage about everything, Taryn, even if she drives like a grandma.
I've gotten so chill. I don't gonna get road rage about anything. Every once in a while, though, in my own car, I'll curse the person out, but I'm not like flipping them off or I'm saying I don't got the time for it. The only thing that happens to me, though, is I will continue to hate whoever you're supporting with a bumper sticker.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter. If I even someone was driving super slow and I'm like, Cougs suck. They're a Coug fan. I can't wait for the Huskies to beat your team.
Rude.
But until a Huskies person drives slow in front of me. It's the same. Like if they support a political party, all of a sudden I've just changed parties because I'm like, F that person. They stink. I don't know why, but like, that's my go-to is whatever you're promoting on your bumper sticker, I now hate.
Because you know it's going to hurt them if they hear you.
Even though they're not hearing me, my windows are up and I'm in a car.
Migs, you've played in some rec leagues, done the beer league hockey thing, right?
Yes.
Imagine playing with your donkeys and a former professional shows up to hang with your team.
That'd be amazing.
This actually happened. And there is a Pacific Northwest tie to it. We're going to tell you all about it at 7:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A beer league hockey team put up a goalie wanted ad on Facebook. And who responded? Not Steve Miggs.
No, I missed it.
Former NHL goalie Roberto Luongo.
It's funny. I don't think you're paying attention to the world of hockey goalie needs, but that's a hard position to fill sometimes for beer league games. So there are apps, there are Facebook groups, and some people even pay these guys to come play. They'll be like, hey, $50 or we'll take it. Like, X amount of dollars if you could play hockey for our team because we need a goalie. So I wonder if Roberto Luongo just saw that and thought, that'd be kind of funny. Why don't I go show up and I'll get a couple bucks out of the deal?
Can use $50. Well, we have some audio of the moment that Roberto Luongo walked into the locker room to offer some words of encouragement to his new team.
Ready, boys?
Is there
a
goalie, boys?
We need some defense, okay?
Play some defense. I love that.
It's a great speech.
And he's walking, he's got some of his Florida Panthers gear, because he's based in Florida now because he works with the organization. He got a Stanley Cup ring, even though he didn't play with the team, but like he's part of like their management group. He had some Vancouver Canucks gear, some Florida Panthers gear on, and it was a cool visual to see him walk into the locker room, and all those guys were like, this is pretty freaking cool. We got Roberto Luongo as our goalie.
And they went on to win the playoff game 4-2, and they beat 5-time defending champions.
Oh, okay, so they beat the best team.
Yeah, and apparently for one of the opposing players, his name was Dean Greenwood, he did score against Roberto Luongo, which is like probably a lifetime high.
I did see a lot of people commenting on this, which I thought it kind of made my head hurt a little bit because like I can't believe he gave up 2 goals. Boy, he sucks. Or because it's like, hey, he hasn't been playing in a while, and also I've been lucky enough to play in like some pickup games with like guys that are in the WHL and like some really good goalies, and they will all say I hate playing in levels that are not I don't know how to say it, but beneath me, and they didn't say it that way, but basically it's harder to play because at the top, when you're playing in the NHL, you almost can anticipate what a great player is going to do because they're so good, you know how they play, whereas when you're playing some beer league schmuck like one of us, you don't know where that puck's going, so it's a lot harder to track what's happening. So anticipation is out the window.
They're not studying tapes from the beer league.
Right. More often than not, when a goalie plays at a lower level, they play way worse.
Wild. Yeah. Have you ever played in, who have you encountered, like a famous hockey player when you've been?
I've been lucky. One time I got to play hockey with Marty McSorley. And Marty is known, he was a fighter. He was like basically Wayne Gretzky's enforcer.
Oh.
And he came out with Jamie Huscroft, who's a great dude. He's like, in my opinion, the ultimate ambassador to the sport before we had the crack. And Jamie Huscroft's a former NHL player, and I've been lucky enough to play with him for many years. He runs Snow King Ice over in Renton. And he brought Marty McSorley out for a pickup game and said, hey, do you want to play goalie? I was like, sure. Knowing full well he probably brought me out there so that Marty could score some goals. And he did.
And he did. How many goals did he score?
I think he scored once.
Nice.
It was still awesome. I think I was just like, my jaw was dropped. I can't believe I'm on the ice with a former NHLer that I grew up watching, who I always thought was like this badass dude.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You have a cool life, Steve Miggs.
I don't know.
We've all
cool moments.
Cool moments for sure. We have all either met or had run-ins with a celebrity, but what about having a moment with a celebrity? Like how these guys were able to play hockey with a former NHL star. Give us a call, Rockaholics. 206-803-ROCK. When did you get to do something memorable with a celebrity? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Tool.
Yes. The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, we want to know, when did you get to do something memorable with a celebrity? 206-803-ROCK. And considering the fact that we were just playing some Tool, I'm very excited to talk to Josh on 99. Josh, who gave you drum lessons?
Danny Carey gave me drum lessons once upon a time.
Dude, that's insane. That's not even an argument. One of the greatest rock drummers of all time.
I mean, unarguably.
How did this come about?
I'm from West Virginia, and I was in Philadelphia at just the right place at the right time, and he was doing a clinic at Sam Ash awesome. For 2 days. And so I took 2 clinics, and at the end of the first clinic, he had, like, 12 or 13 of us stay for, like, a little private you know, limb independence clinic. It was pretty dope.
Have you ever watched them, those videos on YouTube called the Drumeo series?
Yeah.
And they've had one, I think, with Danny Carey before, if I remember correctly. And he just comes off as such a cool, chill dude.
He is, man. And he's a giant. He's shaking his hand. I'm a pretty big guy. And he shook my hand and it was like, just wrapped, completely engulfed my hand.
And he's, I think he's like 60 something, if I remember correctly. And he does not look it.
No. And then he wears those like crazy outfits. He looks kind of like an alien or something like that when he wears his little like skin tight onesies. He's so cool.
Oh, I haven't seen the skin tight onesie. I just remember him. He usually wears like a Lakers basketball jersey. Whenever I've seen Tool perform, he's always wearing some kind of a sports jersey on.
So cool. Alice from Auburn, you got to meet Robin Williams.
I did. We were in California. My father was in the military, so we were in California. And so we're on the Oakland Bay Bridge, and it's just dead stop traffic. And I look over to my right, and I see the driver next to me. I'm like, no way. And he looks at me, he smiles, he nods, and then rolls down his window. And we talked for a good half an hour sitting there in traffic. Oh, nicest person on earth.
That's pretty special.
What a weird way to have a conversation with someone, though, because you're stuck in traffic and then there's no way for him to get away. So that's cool that he was awesome.
Yeah, he was. Oh, my goodness. All the stories you hear about what a great person he was, he was. He was just absolutely phenomenal. It was awesome.
John from Bremerton, what was the celebrity encounter that you had?
So my cool encounter, it was probably 8 years or so ago. I got a last-minute ticket to go see Five Finger Death Punch, and it was in Tri-Cities. So I hopped on my motorcycle, blasted over to Tri-Cities, and I ran into a pack of, I don't know, four or five other guys on bikes. And I just kind of fell into the group, and we were riding around. I wasn't familiar with the area. And they end up going to the arena where the show was, and all these guys ride through a gate in the fence, and so they didn't let me through, and I recognized a beard, and I was like, that has to be Chris Tale from Five Finger Death Punch. So later on in the show, I'm standing there way in the back watching the opening band, not sure who, I can't remember who it was, and there's a guy standing next to me, and he's drinking a cup of black coffee, and I could smell it, and I was like, that's really strange at a concert. And I look over, and it's Chris Tale right next to me. So I did a double take, and not to like geek out on it, but I was like, man, you're Chris Tale. And I'm pretty certain I was riding motorcycles with you today. And so he's like, that was you. And so he invited me off over to the side of the stage.
Awesome.
A little bit. He pointed at the gate off to the side, and he was like, meet me over there in like 10 minutes. And the next thing I know, he's standing over there. I go walk over there, pulled me off behind the stage, took a bunch of pictures, was talking with everybody.
That is funny. Like, for a half a second, I'm like, oh, that would have been hilarious if you just kind of were able to walk right in with all of those guys and then just end up back there. But that, long story short, you ended up back there.
Yeah, it was super cool. And they were all really down to earth, just how it all worked out. And just still, I mean, obviously we've all been to a concert or two. I think the last thing anyone was expecting was someone to be drinking coffee next to him.
Right.
Inviting you to join Five Finger Death Punch's motorcycle.
I've heard nothing but great things about those guys. In fact, I remember when Windowpane, Glenn Cannon's old band from Glenn Cannon to Damage Done, they toured with Five Finger Death Punch. And when Ivan, the lead singer, realized that they were just like all sleeping in like a small van, cramped up in a van, he's like, no. And he got them a hotel room, and I either like crashed with them or he got them their own, you know, personal hotel room. And I was like, that's a stand up move by those guys.
When did you get to do something memorable with a celebrity? 206-803-ROCK. Preston, you're on I-5, and what local band did you used to jam with?
Hey, guys, I used to jam at Queensryche, and I didn't even realize it was Queensryche. Before we get to that, I got something here for Steve. Ready?
Hello! My man, Preston! You're the best.
Yeah.
So what instrument do you play?
I play a little bit of everything, but back then, my first instrument was drums. So then I was drumming a lot, and my buddy Dave had a house up in Rose Hill in Kirkland, and it was just a jam house. It was your usual, you know, 90s, early 2000s, crusty old jam house, and guys would come in and out all the time. We'd just be jamming all the time, and it wasn't until years after the fact that my mom was like, because my mom used to manage the band there, and not Queensryche, but my buddy's band, and she's like, hey, you remember Mike and Scott and Jeff and everybody? I'm like, yeah. She's like, you know who that is, right? I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I think they're touring or something. They're like, that's Queensryche. And as soon as she said Queensryche, I'm like, holy crap, Mike, Scott, Jeff. That makes sense.
You know? Put
connect
two and two together.
Dots.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, I think we could make something memorable happen this morning, Steve Miggs.
Oh, what is it?
We could have a rockaholic call you up and beat you down.
I figured that's where we were going with
it. Yeah. Steve's got a record of 260 wins, 74 losses, and 45 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Miggs at 750.
The Daily Miggs Show. The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.